Witch hunts are undergoing a dramatic resurgence in the highlands of Papua New Guinea.
Who was she?
She was a witch. The day you killed her.
Burnt out of their homes, tortured by mobs, and hacked to death by bush knives, hundreds of women are being branded as witches every year. And no one seems able to stop it. Umami says innocent women like me are being killed for nothing. We travel to one of the most remote parts of the country, the mountainous interior known as the Highlands. Contact with the outside world was only established in the 30s, and the area has seen centuries of intertribal warfare. We'd been brought here to see the scene of a recent attack in a village called Koge by community leader Kingsley Sinamane.
We've just come to the clearing. You can see a whole area has been burnt out here. The whole area's been torched. Kingsley, were these huts that were burnt?
Yeah, they were.
One here, there's one here that's been burnt.
That's the main town.
There are charred remains everywhere. Here was a big residence, and now look, it's the whole area's just razed to the ground, and it still smells of smoke. It still smells. You can smell the burning. Why were these huts burnt down?
Because we don't want any more sorcery activities in this area. They might attack us, they might do more killing.
Kingsley revealed that local people believed that witchcraft was being practiced in the village. Two women had been accused of being witches, and villagers had taken revenge on their relatives.
And he says this is because they were family of the so-called witches, so they could also possess powers.
Over 30 people had been forced to flee their burning homes. I asked Kingsley what happened to the suspected witches.
Two people were killed. And then the boys took them out into the bushes and killed them.
And Kingsley confessed that he, together with hundreds of other villagers, had torched the huts. Then he told us the two women suspected of witchcraft had been tortured and killed.
Well, we bring them out to the bushes into the river and question them. But mostly women, because
he said most suspected witches are women.
It's usually women on their own, girls on their own, older women.
Because it is inherited.
Kingsley said this incident was not an isolated case.
There's a lot of killings, but the recent one was Give Village on this site. And the other one is
he pointed out three recent witch hunts in the area where women had been killed.
He says over there in Give Village, a public servant died, and then there was a witch hunt, and there was a killing of a suspected witch.
Our ancestors, they started the mass killing of witches.
Mass killing?
Mass killing, yeah.
And where did that happen?
Here.
Right.
Kingsley then said we were standing on the site of an ancestral killing ground.
How many witches have been killed here?
Oh, well, more than 500.
Incredibly, Kingsley claimed that over 500 people, mainly women, had been killed at this spot over the last century.
We've heard of a few cases where women have survived witch hunts. They've told us that they were forced to flee to new villages and rebuild lives there. We've been told there's a woman who may be willing to talk to us. She lives in a village just outside the town of Goroka, and we're on our way there now.
We'd been told the woman had fled to a village just a few miles from where the attack took place.
Hey.
Umame Gamano told us when her husband died, she was blamed for his death.
Umami said, I was in my house with my younger daughter when they came looking for me when my husband died. They thought I was the witch responsible for his death.
She said she was dragged out of her house by a group of men who took her to a clearing where all the villagers were gathered. They tried to make her confess to being a witch.
She was surrounded by the village men with bush knives. She says that they were prepared to cut me, to chop me. That's what they were going to do, but somehow I managed to escape.
She has no idea why she was accused of being a witch and blamed for her husband's death. She said she had loved him dearly. She was forced to leave her children behind, and the community has threatened to kill them if they visit her. Umame says she doesn't know why women are being accused of being witches.
But she says what I do know is that innocent women like me are being killed for nothing.
Umame's attackers live just half an hour's drive away. We persuaded one of them to talk to us. Jeffrey Sogowasi is Umame's nephew and had attacked her with his brothers.
Jeffrey, why did you attack Umame?
Jeffrey said that he blamed Umame for his uncle's death. He attacked her to protect the village against the evil spirit within her. He was worried he could have been her next victim.
Jeffrey, who told you that Umame was a witch?
He told us he can spot a witch by changes in a person's behavior. Jeffrey said the village men constantly monitor the way people walk and talk, on the lookout for witches in their midst. We'd been told that some witches are identified by witch doctors, individuals in the community who claim to perform white or good magic. We arranged to meet one such practitioner. She insisted on disguising her identity. Dambe said when there's a death in the area, she's paid about £5 by relatives of the deceased to name the witch responsible.
And how did you become to be a witch doctor?
Dambe told me she herself had been accused of being a witch and had been tortured by a mob for several hours.
She just showed me her arm. It looks quite deformed. She said that she's been attacked with an axe here. You can see actually here, big slash mark all the way down her arm, and she showed me her leg as well. And you can see scars, it looks like bush knife scar.
Dambe had been forced to reveal the names of other so-called witches.
She said she confessed to being a witch when she was attacked. That's when her life was spared, because people realised she had this power to identify other witches.
Over the last 10 years, she's accused 8 women of being witches. She said that all of them were tortured. Some of them were killed. There are no official statistics on the number of people murdered in witch hunts, but more than 50 sorcery killings were reported by police in just 2 Highland provinces last year. We travelled to Simbu province, an area believed to be the epicentre of the killings. We wanted to find out what the police were doing to try to stop the murders.
Right. some bread. And that is...
We've just arrived at Kundiyal police station in the middle of their morning briefing. This station serves the whole of Simbu province, and you can see just how few policemen are on duty every day. All of the area's main witchcraft cases are dealt with out of here.
There are only six members of the homicide squad. Nearly all the killings they investigate are sorcery-related.
Detective Anne is going to take us out in the patrol car and show us the area where one of the most recent witch killings happened.
The detectives told us a few months ago a civil servant had died in the village of Gyu. Villagers then attacked a local family, killing a woman they said had bewitched the civil servant to death. Detective Inspector Blackie Koglame investigated the case.
They dragged her out of this house.
They dragged her out here.
And then they killed her, and then they cut her the two legs off. And they beheaded her.
The detective said bodies of suspected witches are usually dumped in rivers or buried in toilet pits. He said they still haven't found the woman, Rose Quipper's body.
So this is... Mr. Billy Quipper,
Rose's husband Billy was stabbed with bush knives and beaten in the attack.
How many people cut you?
There are about 500 or 600 crowded here around these places.
500 or 600
crowded.
So everybody in the village?
Yeah, yes, but I'm a man from this village and I know which one of them. I know their faces, I know their names. And Fuller, yeah, that's the wife. That's the wife, the killer.
And how many people watched your wife, Rose, being killed?
500 people. But some are those who are involved in killing her, there are about 28.
So hundreds watched, and these are people in the village, some of whom must be your neighbours and your friends.
Yes, they know. They saw them, and they are witnesses. I was here, and I saw them all.
Why didn't anybody help your wife or help you?
I don't understand why they didn't help her. I was really feeling bad. Because why didn't help her? And then she was here for 32 years.
Five people were arrested over Rose's murder, but the remaining attackers are still living in the village.
Inspector, how many sorcery killings are there a month here?
Around about 10, 20, around there, but most of them are not reported due to the remoteness of the area. Others don't come and report because they are frightened of their lives. They threaten them. They say, if you're going to report the matter to police, that's going to be your life. So they are frightened.
One of the suspects accused of murdering Rose recently escaped from police cells. The detective told us they know where he's hiding, but they don't have the petrol money needed to search for him. Numbers of witch hunts are on the rise. To understand why, we travel to the town of Goroka to meet one of the country's leading experts on sorcery killings.
So, Jack, you've been studying sorcery crimes for the last 3 years?
Yes, of course.
Pastor Jack Arame is a researcher at the Melanesian Institute.
It is a very big social problem, and it is increasing. The belief existed in the past, before the coming of the white man or before the contact with the Western world. But the killings were not that extreme in the past. With the introduction of Western goods and money and job opportunities, education, for example, people are getting more into a different kind of lifestyle. And there is a gap between life in the village and the modern kind of life. And so there is a certain degree of jealousy involved. By accusing and killing sorcerers, it is one way of solving their own kind of problem in the community. Culturally, violence is a form of survival in Melanesia, and especially in the highlands.
In every single village we visited, we'd been told of witch killings, and of groups of men known as witch hunters who carried out many of the murders. But no one had been willing to talk to us about this. Finally, through a contact, we tracked down two alleged witch hunters, a father and son team, who agreed to talk, but only in disguise.
Ramita.
We were warned there were local gangsters with violent reputations who operated deep in the mountains. The younger man said he wanted to show me what he claimed was evidence of his involvement in witch killing. The grave being unearthed was a disused toilet pit.
That's the hair. The body is still buried under it.
Who was she?
She was a witch. But I killed.
The men told me they work with six other witch hunters and said that between them, they've killed over 18 women.
So what does a witch hunter do?
Mostly a witch hunter just goes out and then collects information from any village at all where there's a problem. And then we try to go in there and collect those people who they suspected that they're witches. And then we bring them to some secret places. We hang them up the other way around. And, you know, we do operations on them, like interrogate them to get information out. And while doing that, some of them, you know, pass away, like they lose their lives.
So explain to me how you can believe in witchcraft, in there being witches.
It is part of my culture, it is part of my tradition. No, man, it is my belief. I see myself as a guardian angel. You know, we feel that we kill on good grounds. We are working for the, maybe we are working for the good of the people in the village.
Of all the people that you've murdered, have any of these killings been investigated by the police?
No. They knew that such activity has been going on for a certain time or in a place. But if a policeman comes into our village, the whole community stood up for us. If you wanted to arrest the group, you just have to arrest the whole lot of the village. The whole village has to be taken into imprisonment.
The police had told us it was impossible to investigate all sorcery killings, and it seemed that people were being killed with impunity. We wanted to know if there was any form of social control in areas the law couldn't reach.
We've heard that a local community has called a meeting to discuss a witch hunt that happened just 3 weeks ago. We're on our way there now, and we're hoping to see tribal traditional law at work.
Over 200 villagers had gathered in the central marketplace in the Dulgambag area of Simbu province. A mediation meeting had been arranged by the local chief after two rival clans had fought over allegations of witchcraft.
Hello.
Chief, hello. Ramita. So, Chief, you just introduced the complainants and the defendants to the public. Now what will happen?
Now this mediation is taking place now.
The chief said the mediation meeting involves each party having an equal chance to put their case across.
Complaining and the defendant.
The chief's daughter, Mary Parr, explained what had happened.
So, Mary, what are the complainants saying?
The complainants are complaining about their father's death.
Yeah.
They said that...
Mary told me a family member on the side of the complainants had recently died.
The complainants then accused the family sitting opposite them of bewitching him, being responsible for his death by using witchcraft.
The family suspected of sorcery denied the charges against them. They had retaliated by violently attacking their accusers. Both parties were demanding compensation. 8 people had been injured, some men lost fingers, one man lost his hand, and 2 women were still in hospital with broken bones. As the evidence was relayed, tensions began to rise.
The chief is now appealing to everybody to keep this meeting peaceful. He's just said, I want everybody to keep their bush knives and axes to themselves.
Meetings like this often erupt in violence, even with the police present.
Okay, we have to go now. We've just been told that we have to leave, so we all kick off. Apparently lots of young boys starting to join the crowd, and these situations are really volatile, and we've been told it's just not safe for us.
In the past, witch hunts have been an isolated rural phenomenon. But one of the most worrying developments is that they're now spreading to urban areas and becoming more common. Many families in the Highlands are being driven out of the villages and into the towns by poverty and tribal fighting. We travel to Mount Hagen, the largest city in the Highlands, which has recently been rocked by an unprecedented wave of witch killings. We went to the scene of the latest murder and met Nelson Tom, who lives on the edge of a rubbish dump. He'd witnessed what had happened.
All been mislived and all been seen.
Nelson said he had heard shouting at 2 in the morning and ran up to the dump site. He saw around 20 men unloading tires from a truck. He heard a woman screaming for help and watched as she was dragged to a makeshift pyre.
There were 5 tires underneath her. They doused her in petrol and burnt her.
Nelson said nothing like this has ever happened in this area before.
Nelson says he thinks the woman was killed here to send out a message to other witches that this may happen if you practice witchcraft.
A government official recently declared that witch killings in the country are out of control. A parliamentary commission has been tasked with investigating ways to prevent witch hunts, including the introduction of harsher laws. But with such huge swathes of the country cut off from the authorities and out of reach of the law, and with a deeply ingrained culture of violence, it seems that any government legislation will be almost impossible to implement.